Manager Giesbrecht.
Thank you, sir. Spring maintenance is in full swing in the harbors. The crew are busy putting the snow equipment away and cleaning up the floats and parking lots. Our tour ship schedule has firmed up with the bankruptcy filing in February by the Ocean Victory parent company. We have dropped to 104 stops for the upcoming season. Harbor staff is working with the Corps of Engineers to schedule the completion of the dredge disposal site survey for mid-May. This should finalize the project, complete all the required aspects of closing out the job, other than hosting a ribbon cutting. Project manager has asked if Petersburg Borough would join members of the Corps in celebrating the project completion at a ribbon cutting on May 19th at 11 a.m. during the Little Norway Festival. Harbor Department will continue to aid the Corps in event planning and keep the assembly updated. Harbor Master Wallen spent some time this past week talking to a documentary film company about issues related to the disbandment of the Ocean Ranger program aboard the large tour ships transiting Southeast Alaska. We talked about issues related to this growing industry and both the burdens as well as the economic opportunities associated with Alaska's unique environment. Harbor staff are working with the Harbor Board to review a draft concept of the marine industrial overlay that could be used to identify borough properties that could best serve the community for higher marine industrial use. Sounds like that's in the hands of our attorney. Wastewater staff has found that the draft permit from EPA should be issued within the next couple of weeks. It will be sent to ADEC and the local tribe for initial comments prior to the full public posting and comment period. Wastewater Department consultant has been apprised of the schedule and will be helping staff to formulate meaningful comments on the draft permit. Our power and light staff met with the Department of Energy Hydro Efficiency Grant Administrator on March 28th for the first negotiation meeting. Power and Light has already sent the agency various information in response to their pre-award requests. The negotiation process is focused on how each project owner will comply with reporting and milestone achievement during the work. Since we're already done with the work, this should be actually pretty straightforward for us. Power and Light wishes to acknowledge the work of Pam Jensen, who is retiring from the utility this month. Pam has done a great job representing Power and Light through her interactions with the customer base of the utility. It has helped many that have come through our doors. We wish her the best of luck and thank her for her efforts. The assessor is currently working on appeals. If an appeal cannot be settled, then it'll be going to the Board of Equalization at the April 15th assembly meeting. Mayor Jensen and I met with Executive Director of the Mental Health Trust Land Trust to discuss the proposed South Mitkoff subdivision. She made it clear the trust is willing to move on to another subdivision if the borough does not approve the plat. Mayor Jensen and I explained the assembly's concerns. She asked the borough if there was interest in signing the plat with the understanding the trust would try to do an analysis to see if the building, if building roads in the subdivision would pay off for them. We also mentioned Senator Stedman was working on a possible solution but would not be available to the next legislative session. Petersburg will be hosting a transportation meeting set up by Alaska Municipal League to talk about regional transportation issues. We've invited PIA, Alaska DOT, Alaska Airlines, Chamber of Commerce, Forest Service, and Breakaway Charters. AML will facilitate the meeting and Petersburg will take care of local logistics. Borough staff, including Liz and Chris, have also been invited. We are planning how to turn a couple of our rooms at assisted living into double occupancy that would, and what we would need to do to make that happen, and we would increase some of our revenue issues up there. Assisted Living is working on a reasonable way to get the Medicaid payments for the last 3 years onto their new Medicaid's new program that will help streamline the audit process. Parks and Rec will again be joining forces with the U.S. Coast Guard and Auxiliary School District, Alaska State Troopers, and the Petersburg Rotary for the annual Kids Don't Float event on April 22nd at the Aquatic Center. Please keep an eye out for information coming out in the next few weeks. Managers and supervisors of the Streets Department and Water and Wastewater Utilities met to discuss prioritization and scheduling of upcoming in-house maintenance and construction projects involving these departments. We are working with HR and Borough Administration to draft an apprentice mechanic program to incorporate into our motor pool operations plan. This may be one way that we can address our ongoing staffing shortage in the motor pool department. Our new fleet fueling system has been ordered. This hardware and software package will replace our decades-old DOS-based system that is no longer supported. Karen is working with the supplier to preload as much data as possible into the new equipment with the goal of minimizing startup time once we have everything on site. Sanitation Department staff are working with DEC and Southeast Conference to wrap up the remaining logistical details for the upcoming Rural Alaska Landfill Operator class that we held in Petersburg, April 8th through the 11th. Personnel from Petersburg and several other Alaska communities are expected to attend this class, which we've primarily focused on solid waste baling operations. CSWA, or the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority, is working cooperatively with the Southeast Conference and the City and Borough of Sitka, submitted a grant application to Denali Commission for regional solid waste management planning funds. If the application is successful, the CSWA could receive up to $500,000 for study and planning efforts for solid waste disposal in the Southeast region. And Director Cotta and Finance Director Tao have been assisting me and with Deerstone Consulting, that's the consulting company, helping us prepare a grant application to the Denali Corp Commission for potential improvements to the Banana Point Breakwater. The match for the borough is actually only 10% at this point, and we may be able to count some of our already expenses towards that match, so we'll know more later. And that's it, unless there's questions.
Questions on the manager's report? I'd just like to add that conversation the manager and I had with Justy Warner, I believe it was.
Yes, yeah.
She called me when we were leaving Ketchikan from the CEPR meeting, and so we returned the call. So what she's, you know, she told us, like manager mentioned, that there's a tract of land, mental health land up in the interior, that they'll move on to that. This was their number one project if we don't, you know, basically sign the plat. It was brought to my attention by a local contractor that they've been dealing with mental health for, I think it's been 7 years, trying to get some land conveyed to them so they could expand their rock pit. And one of the comments that the representative from the company in town told me was that Petersburg doesn't want to do business with us because we're not signing the plat. So something we should look into, I think. I don't know how to approach it. When we were in Juneau, Senator Stedman did say that he was working on some kind of a financial structure that could be repaid so mental health could put roads in. And like you remember in our work session, we told him that we, a couple of us said we thought the land would be more valuable if it had roads. And with that being said, I ran into a gentleman in town the other day that used to do timber sales to Harp, you know, and he walked that land out there and he figured how much it would cost to build the roads, and on his opinion was the land would be worth more money. So anyway, but just something we need to address, and we don't want to hinder one of our local contractors from not, if it would make a difference if we signed it, if they would get what they want. So and contacted David Scott and Senator Stebbins' office after Steve and I had the conversation with mental health, and he said it's possible that what Senator Stebbins is working on, but not probable, that will pass this legislative session. But the people are warming up to the idea. So maybe mental health will have a new operating procedure. So I don't know where we'll go with that. But anyway, thank you, Steve. Member Schwartz.
Yeah, I've had several individuals, you know, not contractors, but individuals say it's become much more difficult to deal with last mental health land trust in the last several little bit here. So
well, maybe we could be the guinea pig, I guess. Maybe they'll try something with us on part of that subdivision. So anyway, that brings us to unfinished business. First item is ordinance 2024-03, an ordinance adjusting the fiscal year 2024 budget for known changes. This is the third and final reading. In the second reading, we made an amendment to add the elderly housing entrance repair project, and that is coming from their reserves. So there's currently 11 items on the supplemental budget. I'd entertain a motion to approve the supplemental budget, this ordinance, in its third and final reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Newman, seconded by Member Stanton Gregor. Discussion. Member Schwartz.
Yeah, I voted no last time and been thinking about it quite a bit, but I've had input since. And I brought up number nine, or item nine, $60,000 for attorney fees. It's a mystery to me why members of the public have been approaching me. I had probably 5 phone calls this morning, and I don't know that they've approached anybody else. I can't speak for anybody else. The way that I see this, and I did over the last 2 weeks write some notes down, and I have a feeling I'll probably vote differently today just because, but this is, the way I see it, is residue from COVID years. It was contentious with individuals, with citizens, between, and I don't envy anybody that was in any leadership role at that time, including business owners, anybody in the public, assembly members, borough assembly members, people at the hospital. It's tough times. The idea that this, the frustration with this, is coming from just a few and only on one side, I think, is short-sighted. I think a lot of us are frustrated, and there's no clear answer, and it wasn't easy times to navigate. Trying to be meticulous with my words here. It seems to people, and one of the reasons they're frustrated is we're continuing to pay for this, but they don't feel like they have the information. And I try to explain, and I'm not a lawyer, so I have to be really careful about that, but it's in a different realm now. Unfortunately, people's trust in the borough was eroded. But then I said, you know, there was pushback. It was action, reaction. There were 487 signatures in 2 days against the emergency ordinance. So there was a freedom rally, you know, that was well attended. There was 26 different businesses in town pushed back. And there was a response to that, and that ordinance did not pass. So anyhow, I told him I'd voice it. I'm voicing it. There's concerns with this, and I think just as I don't envy any of the other leaders, I didn't envy Chief Kerr, and I think one side of the issue sided with him and the others didn't, and that's the way that goes. I just, when we're paying for these lawyers, there's more to the story, I think, than just Chief Kerr's lawsuit and Don Koenig's. Don Koenig's was not the only person in this town to have a request for information, and they're not satisfied. So that being said, you can tell me where I'm wrong. Thank you.
Any other discussion on ordinance 2024-03, the supplemental budget? Member Stattengrager.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let's be brief. I'll be voting for this today. You know, a lot of mention has been made about the 60K and the Kerr and Koenig's lawsuits. Two pieces to that. One, if members in the future want to do a specific action item to put ourselves on record about dealing with those lawsuits and paying for them or not, that seems like a separate thing. Right now, no one has made a motion, and I'm glad, but it happened in the first two, to remove that 60K. Those listening at home, that would have meant we could have no more ordinances until the budget cycle is over, because every time a city ordinance, excuse me, borough ordinance is created, it gets run through the attorney. Another example would be employee disciplinary actions run through the attorney. So if members in the future want to address those lawsuits in particular, I suggest doing them on an individual basis so that the borough can actually, you know, use the attorneys for things like ordinances and such, just for some context for those listening at home. Thanks.
Any other discussion on ordinance 2024-03? Clerk, call the roll.
Rob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2024-03 passes unanimously with Assemblymember Marsh excused from the meeting today. That brings us to ordinance 2024-04. This is an ordinance amending section 10.20.010, discharge of firearms prohibited, of the Petersburg Municipal Code to remove prohibition of discharge of firearms in the area of Frederick Point East subdivision. This is the third and final reading. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance in its third reading.
So moved.
Second.
Who made the motion? Member Newman. Motion made by Member Newman, seconded by Member Lynn. Discussion.
I'll say something. I feel compelled to say something just because I feel like you're so passionate about your plea to not pass this ordinance. Yeah, I'm a master hunting guide in the state of Alaska. I'm also a hunter education instructor. I'm in support of this ordinance, but I would like to speak to your plea. I don't think, in my opinion, that passing this ordinance is going to pose a real or present danger to the situation of the parking on the Frederick Point Road system. It's not going to be any different than anybody that lives up and down the Narrows or anybody that lives out the road. The same rule will apply. So basically, by passing this ordinance, you're going to be in line with everybody else that lives in or near Petersburg. So I wish you the best. I don't think that this is a major safety issue, and I'll leave it at that.
Member Schwartz.
Mr. Lindsay, I want you to know that we have listened and heard you. Thank you.
Any other input? Any other discussion? I don't see Member Fine Walsh looking to speak, so clerk call a roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Ordinance 2024-04 passes unanimously in its third and final reading. That brings us to item C under unfinished business. That's ordinance 2024-05. This is an ordinance determining that property conveyed to the borough in a tax foreclosure proceeding shall not be retained for a public purpose and shall be hereafter be sold. This is only the second reading. So I'd entertain a motion to approve this ordinance in its second reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion. Seeing none, clerk call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thank you.
The ordinance 2024-05 passes unanimously in its second reading. That brings us to, new business. First item there is resolution 2024-05. This is a resolution in support of Senate Bill 121, House Bill 226, protecting patient freedom of pharmacy choice and access to medications. I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved. Second.
Motion's been made with a second. Discussion. Berlin.
Yeah, thank you. I put that on the agenda for a couple reasons. After studying it in some detail, and it's very complex, and I don't I say I don't probably don't totally understand it, but two things that I think it really does is, if it were to pass, one is it makes in Alaska a much more transparent to see what the real drug costs are, and it has the potential to drive individual prescription costs down if it can be done the way it's proposed in those bills. And I think that has some advantage. The other thing is that I think it has a cost containment ability in there by allowing the different pharmacies and so forth to look at competition on drug costs. And so those are the kind of the two reasons why I'm really supportive of that. Thank you.
Yeah, any other discussion on resolution 2024-05? Seeing none, clerk call the roll.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the resolution passes unanimously. That brings us to item B under new business. It's assignment of Trident Seafoods Corporation lease to E.C. Phillips & Sons Incorporated. E.C. Phillips & Sons is in the process of purchasing the Trident Seafoods Petersburg plant and requests to assume the Trident lease. The lease assignment should be contingent upon the closing of the sale of 301 Harbor Way to E.C. Phillips & Sons Incorporated. So I'd entertain a motion to approve this lease transfer.
So moved.
Second.
Newman, seconded by Member Lim. Discussion.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. There is a suggested
I see this
motion, and I think the reason for that is that it needs to say contingent on the closing of the sale in the motion.
That should probably be included, yeah. So someone read the suggested motion.
Read it. So I move to approve assignment of the Trident Seafoods lease contingent on the closing of the sale of the Trident Seafoods plant located at 301 Harbor Way to E.C. Phillips Incorporated.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Newman, seconded by Member Schwartz. Any discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the lease transfer is passed unanimously, and hopefully the sale signs today like I was informed that it may. Okay, item C, Island Refrigeration LLC application to purchase borough-owned tidelands. Island Refrigeration has filed an application to purchase borough-owned tidelands located on the south side of Dock Street. Legal description, a portion of Wilson Tideland lease, plat 2000-6, T37, parcel ID 01010-035. The Planning Commission recommends the Assembly approve the sale of the tidelands. Borough Code Section 16.12.005, Leasing Preference states, the orderly development of the borough with due consideration towards ocean resource harvesting, economic development, public recreation, and public service centers, combined with dwindling municipal revenues and limited land available for public purposes, supports a strong preference toward leasing land versus outright sale of land. Borough Code 16.070, sale of tideland states, in isolated and necessary instances, the Assembly may sell tracts of tide and submerged lands which are not needed for public purposes, and sales of tide and submerged lands shall not be made for consideration less than the assessed full and true value as established by the borough assessor, and the Assembly shall hold a public hearing to consider this disposal of the tidelands, and at the hearing, the benefits of the sale of subjected tideland that could not be realized through leasing must be clearly demonstrated. And an applicant for purchase of tidelands must conclusively demonstrate that outright sale of tideland as contrasted with lease of the tideland is in the borough's best interest. And the comprehensive plan waterfront plan adopted by the Assembly in 2016 suggests Petersburg change zoning policies to be more strategic about the use of waterfront land for water-dependent uses, and the adopted land use maps suggest the tide lands being considered for sale be designated as waterfront, a water-dependent commercial or industrial with an intended use prioritized for water-dependent commercial or industrial uses. And per the borough code, section 16.12.080E, the assembly shall determine whether the application shall move forward in the application process or be denied. If it is to move forward, the assembly shall schedule a public sale or exempt the application and disposal from the public sale. If the application and disposal are exempted from the public sale, the assembly may authorize the borough manager to commence negotiations for disposal, the final terms of which are subject to approval by the assembly. For the purpose of this agenda item, the assembly shall satisfy the requirements of step one and two above. A resolution to approve the application moving forward in the manner determined by the assembly will be drafted for the April 15th meeting today. In 2 weeks. So I'd entertain a motion to approve this application to purchase this land by Island Refrigeration.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we approve the application to move forward and for it to be exempt from public sale and to authorize the borough manager to commence negotiations for disposal, the final terms of which subject to approval by the assembly.
Second.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton-Gregor, second by Member Lim. Member Stanton-Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Couple of reasons. I thought some very good points were raised by Community Member Knight and Harbormaster Wallen today. And I think those can be addressed. One of those being the appraised versus assessed value. I know we've leaned towards appraisal, and I think that can be dealt with in negotiations by the borough manager and Mr. Snyder. Another one being, and I think very valid, this may be a separate action item, but having the funds of this potential sale allocated towards a harbor enterprise fund, I think that would be a key piece also that can be, you know, as Member Newman said earlier, will be discussed earlier, we've all spoken to that. I don't think that'll be a barrier, and if nothing else, it can be a part of the negotiations. And I know we've had debates of whether or not to sell borough leases. I've spoken out, I was frustrated with the previous process around that. I'm definitely voting yes today, as I said, a couple of reasons. One, I think Mr. Snyder has illustrated very clearly the benefits to the community and of sale versus lease to his business. And for those who don't live and breathe borough business, Mr. Snyder has been very attentive to detail, been very open and transparent, and been reached out, I know, to several of us assembly members, and I was privy to getting a great tour of his business. And I think it checks all the boxes for selling a lease. And I wish him, if this passes, I wish him luck in all of his endeavors. Thanks.
Okay, any other discussion?
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Yes, this is Manager Giesbrook.
Thank you. One of the things that I'm suggesting would be if the assembly approves everything as put forward, we can put in the resolution some of those items that Harbor Master Wallen, like who plows and maintains the driveway and the actual price that we negotiate. That will be in the resolution. The assembly can always amend that at that meeting. I'll include a section where the proceeds go as well, and the assembly can change that or go with whatever it is. So it kind of solves all of that at the next meeting if that's how the assembly wants to proceed.
Okay, I like it. So, any other input from assembly members? Member Newman.
So, I would like some clarification. I went down to the Harbor Master's office this morning and looked at your proposal that you have written out. And then it looks like it overlaps that 4,000 square foot parcel that has not been appraised. So there's a question of, is that an oversight on your part? Are you seeking to also purchase that other piece of property? I don't know.
knew that was going to be, I didn't know what I was doing when I first submitted the application. I'm sorry. I've learned a lot more and how complicated that could make this.
Excuse me, Mr. Snyder, just for the public listening, this is Mr. Snyder.
Sorry. So. Yeah. Yeah, if a lot of this pivots on the price that I'm able to get for it. So it definitely kind of corks that little chunk for whoever might use it. And it would be definitely usable by me if I can possibly afford it. If it needs to be done separately later, the pencil drawings that I made of the buildings on there can be scooched out of that. So I think I would apply for that later just to make it not more complicated, unless you guys think it would not be more complicated. So.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for answering that question. Member or manager?
Yes, through the mayor to Assemblymember Newman. Yeah, it would be best for him to start that as a separate item with all the processes. That would be a step too far probably for me to put that in the resolution, since it hasn't been voted on by PNC and has not been appraised.
So. Yeah, it just looked, we're just seeking clarification on it because it's in the application packet and it's just like, what are we doing here? So.
Any other input, Member Schwartz?
Well, I know we're specifically looking at Mr. Snyder's application. We discussed during our work session with the harbor the overlay Glow talked about and a clear procedure in the future. So wondering where we're going with that. It's related to this, but.
I agree there are some questions still, but I'm gonna support this. I think it's better to have a young entrepreneur or entrepreneurs interested in buying a piece of land and starting a business to help the community and the region. If Mr. Snyder said he has boats that he could work on from all over Southeast and probably even stretching out farther than that. I think through the process, if we pass this and have the manager move forward with this, it's got to come back to us and hope, through that process, maybe we'll cross all the T's and dot all the I's.
Through the mayor, if the overlay zoning code, I'll put it in that resolution. I just don't know that it'll be done by then. No.
I mean, anyway, that's my short feeling on it. Any other input from assembly members? Member Lynn.
I'm in support of getting, keeping our business. I think it's excellent. But I have a question, though, that I know that we don't have an answer for right now. If we're looking at a new process, this isn't the first time we've run into the problem where an applicant can't get funding without purchasing the land. And I'm sure we're not the only borough that's run into that problem. I'm sure that's over Alaska. Has that been solved in other places? And is there a different process, that we need to look at? Because I don't think this isn't going to be the last time it comes up. So if we're going to redo it, should we be looking at our processes? Can we do something in our processes that would help us and help any kind of future applicant, that would come forward? And I don't have an answer for it. It's just a rhetorical question.
Through the mayor, Assemblymember Lynn, I think the banks do not like loaning money on leases. Maybe there's another community that's figured it out, but our local banks have not, at least here. So.
Well, Member Schwartz.
In relation to Bob's question, Glow, I think you have some information in regard to this, don't you? Could I ask you? I think you have some. Wording of it, but.
Well, I think there is a step that the borough needs to address when you go to allowing the bank to offer up a voucher of we're okay with if, say, a person that owns this building leases the property, if they renege on their loan with a bank, the bank then would be able to reassess the property along with the sale of their building. The state does this all the time. There's all sorts of, you know, these kind of options. This DOT does it, and for whatever reason, the borough needs to follow, I think, those guidelines of allowing the bank to agree to reselling a defaulted property, and the lease goes along with it.
Through the mayor, one of the challenges we ran into on the WECON process was the local banks, well, that sounds great, wouldn't sign off on that it needed to be marine related. So that was the issue, was they are willing to loan money on it, but if they have to foreclose, they want to be able to lease that to whoever they want at whatever business they want. That's where we ran into the problem. Now, I don't know how the state gets around that, but it's probably worth looking into. But that was the frustration I think the WECONs felt was, or not the WECONs, but the folks who were buying it from the WECONs, was the bank saying, we're okay with it, except we don't like that clause in the borough's lease that says it needs to be marine related, and they wouldn't sign off on it.
Well, it seems like if we have the overlay zoning in place, it seems maybe like it should be pretty straightforward what the zoning use of that piece of property is.
Maybe, yeah, that may solve some of it, but that's what we were hearing back from our local banks, was it was that clause about must be marine related, meaning the borough would have some authority over saying, no, you can't sell it to J. Stanton Gregor. And that's where the bank drew a line in the sand and said, not interested.
So. Well, at this point, I'm willing to move forward with the process personally. That could be my. So is there any other discussion?
I do know with the DOT and aviation that there's a loan program, I believe it's through the Small Business Administration that addresses this, and they back the loan for a certain percentage. And so there's, you know, a couple different lenders involved with the situation, but this is not aviation related. So you might very well run into the same caveat that you just described. But in the interest of time, and not making Mr. Snyder wait any longer, I think the overall benefit has been proved by virtue of the fact that they're using the property as collateral towards the loan. And I think that's the benefit to the, that's the proof that we need to be able to move forward. And I support this. I wish you the best.
Okay, so I was talking with Mr. Lynn, Assemblymember Lynn, before the meeting, and under this two items that we're supposed to meet, satisfy the requirements of both steps one and two. So determine that the application shall move forward in an application process or be denied. So I think the way the motion was made, it covered both of these.
I checked all the boxes, so, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Member Fine Walsh.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just chime in here at the end. I wanted to let Mr. Snyder know that I support this application as well. I really like to see new businesses, you know, owning the land they operate on. I think that's really important. And it sounds like some of the more sticky questions will be addressed at this upcoming meeting, which hopefully I'll be able to attend. So I'll leave it at that and let us move on. But yeah, I support this certainly.
Okay, if there's no other input, will the clerk call the roll?
Bob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so the manager will get with Mr. Snyder and good luck. Communications, there are some communications on the agenda, but we make a habit of not reading them. They're on the agenda if a person wants to see the correspondence we've had. That brings us to item 17, assembly discussion items. Assembly member comments. Any assembly members have comments today? I have a question more than a comment. month or two ago, in the recent past, we addressed the decided to sell, auction off a borough fire truck. I can't remember if it was number five or what number it was, but how's that process going leading up to, I mean, do we do all pieces of equipment at one disposal? Or I'm just kind of curious where we're at with that fire
sure.
truck.
My fault. We had one of our other fire trucks kind of go have a engine problem. And so we slowed down the process of getting rid of the older one just in case. It kept blowing its
kept losing all of its engine oil.
Thank you. And it happened several times. So we were a little concerned, and until we could figure out the cause of that and what was going on, we believe that's resolved at this point. And I spoke to Aaron this morning and said we need to move forward with getting it on the auction block. We'll probably use a vendor called GovDeals, which means it goes out basically nationwide. It's an online site, and they take all the hassle out of it for us. Anyway, I'll leave that up to Aaron and Chris Scotta, who kind of manages that for us, but we'll get it on the market here pretty quick.
Glenn?
Yeah, to the manager, what does that, then the truck will go with, when you put it up for auction, will include all the equipment and as is, where is? How does that work?
Aaron?
We've stripped all the usable parts off of it that we can use for the fire trucks. It will be the truck with wheels, battery, and no hose, no fittings, no axes, no ladders, none of that. That's staying with me.
It will include the tank, the water tank?
The inboard tank on the frame, yes.
Yes.
Will be a functional fire truck. With the exception of those.
You can, if they buy the correct fittings and hose, yes. But anything that was usable in the interest of saving the borough money and not having to repurchase it, we kept that for use.
So since this turned into like a, I guess it is a, this comment's turning into a little discussion. When we were originally going to dispose of this fire truck for a dollar to Hyder, what condition was it going to be in when it transferred to the city of Hyder? Same, stripped?
Same condition, stripped. They would be responsible for supplying their own hose, their own fittings, their own axes, ladders. Same deal we're giving to them. That's why we're looking at giving it away cheap. That is what we have done in the past.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Okay, any other assembly members have comments? Any recognitions by assembly members? Member Swartz.
Well, just a comment. My thoughts are with you, Tom, you and Sarah. So waiting that baby.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good luck. Phil, contact the clerk or send us an email. We want to know if we have a new future student for the school system in Petersburg. Okay, if there's no other recognitions, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Gotta ask that. Meeting's adjourned.
Brock, don't go too far. Oops, sorry.